Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Acts chapter 16, verses 30 and 31. Welcome to our overview of the New Testament. The book of Acts is all about how to become a Christian. Now that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John have told us about the life of Christ and the death that He died, Acts is all about how to convert to Christ, how to become a follower of Christ. If I want to learn what to do to become a Christian, in reality, I don't look necessarily in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There may be some pieces and some statements there about salvation, and I really don't look in Romans through Jude, although some of that is dealt with there. Mainly, we want to look to the book of Acts because that's the book that tells us how people in the New Testament became Christians. Acts chapter 2, they were told, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins." Acts chapter 8, the Ethiopian nobleman was told to read the scripture, to understand it. He had to know God's will. He had to believe in Jesus. He had to make the good confession, and he had to be baptized in Christ. Acts chapter 18, verse 8 is kind of the gospel plan of salvation in a nutshell. Many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized. Peter told the Jews in Acts 3, verse 19, "Repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." And so what do we see in every case of conversion? People hear the Word of God, Romans 10, 17. They believe in Jesus, Acts chapter 8, verse 36 through 38. They've got to repent of their sins, Acts 3, verse 19. They must make the good confession, Acts again, chapter 8, verse 37 through 39. And they must be baptized in water for the forgiveness of their sins. Listen to what Ananias told Saul. "Saul, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Friend, the book of Acts tells you how to become a Christian. Have you become a New Testament Christian? Have you obeyed God's simple plan of salvation? If not, why not hear the Word? Believe in Jesus. Repent of your sins and be baptized in water, making the good confession that Jesus is God's Son. Don't wait. Don't put it off. The gospel is too important. Obey now what you know now.
Be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.